The cameras are rolling. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to tonight's City Council meeting. The meeting is called to order. I kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph Dantino. Marty Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Craig Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Ray Pollock.
Here.
Robert Piper.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
Here.
Fantastic. We begin tonight's meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance, like we do all City Council meetings. I'd like to ask these handsome devils over here on my right side to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Which pack do you guys represent? Or troop?
Troop
37. Troop 37? Yeah, I don't want that. Yeah, I was in the Girl Scouts. I have no idea. So. We'll follow your lead, gentlemen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Troop 37, Mr. Blake. Troop members, do you realize that was the city attorney's troop?
Really?
Sam Becker was the troop leader.
That was F troop.
No? And that was also the clerk's troop? No kidding?
Oh, my. Wow.
That's before there was fire, so they didn't have to get their patches for fire. Amazing. How many years ago was that, Chuck?
Black.
It was only the two fires council back then. Item 3A. Well, before we begin business, ladies and gentlemen, we do have to begin on a slightly sad note. Most of you who are longtime residents of Geneva know that we lost a dear friend this past week in Mr. Willard Kautz. Mr. Kautz is a lifelong Geneva resident, lived a wonderful life, was remembered for not only his three children and, of course, his lovely wife, but, of course, all his contributions he made to the community. His son, Jim, is the chairman of our Police and Fire Commission. And perhaps one of the fondest memories that a lot of the old-timers of Geneva have of Mr. Kautz is that Mr. Kautz, when attending the Geneva High School football games, always had a pennant of Geneva High School attached to a stick, and he'd wave it, just like the old times. And in fact, when he was laid to rest, he was laid to rest with a Geneva Viking pin on his lapel. So he's a diehard Geneva Viking fan. And I promised Chairman Kautz and the Kautz family that we would recognize his contributions by lowering the city flags, which in fact have been done, and to begin tonight's meeting with a moment of silence out of respect to him and out of respect to his family. Thank you very much. Mr. Collins, on a lighter note, where Mr. Collins is? Can Mr. Collins hear me back there? Check that out, folks. On the right is my daughter, Emma, who turns 21 years old at midnight tonight.
Oh, boy.
Yes, indeed, she does.
That's going to age you.
And on the left is my daughter, Florence, who turns 17 today.
Wow.
So, believe it or not, happy birthday to them. Isn't that wild? Well, Flo's actually at dinner tonight with her boyfriend in Naperville, spending money in that hooligan town.
I can see where they got their good looks.
Is the chief still going to follow them in Naperville?
Yeah, the chief's. Yeah, we got Mayor Pradel following them. And Emma's doing God knows what today. So happy birthday to the girls. Thank you, Pete. Item 3A, ladies and gentlemen, is to open the public hearing on the establishment of Special Service Area Number 28.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Brown, seconded by Alderman Marks.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, this special service area is for a backup special service area for the Northern Illinois Food Bank project out on Kautz Road. And I would ask that the council continue this public hearing because there was, unfortunately, a technical error in not sending the notice to a certain party that should have gotten notice. Publication was made, but not the notice.
First, we'll need a voice vote to open the meeting. We had a motion and a second. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? The meeting has been opened. We would entertain a motion to continue this meeting until 7 p.m. on December 6th.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Singer, seconded by Marks. All in favor of that motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Motion by Flanagan, seconded by Vogelsberg. All in favor of the motion to close the public hearing, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Great. You said continue. Yes, I did say continue to December 6th.
Clarification here. Okay. I don't know if the clerk's got this.
Because we're continuing, we should not be closing it. That's my fault. I apologize. So I will
take it off the table.
Or a motion to rescind.
That's a voice motion.
Voice motion to rescind the motion to close the public hearing. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's a second. Motion by Piper, seconded by Flanagan. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Great. As usual, if we just shut up, we'll get things done, right? So the motion to continue stands.
Teaching.
Okay. Item 3B, proclaim November 14th through the 20th, 2010, as Geneva Student Government Week.
I'll move.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Vogelsberg. We have a presentation by some high school students who we've seen before, and we proudly welcome back. Ladies, be sure to introduce yourself, and don't forget you're on TV.
All right. I'm Nicole Weber. I'm a senior at Geneva, and I'm the senior leader of the student government program this year.
And I'm Maureen Levy. I'm a junior at Geneva High School, and I'm the junior leader of student government this year.
So, we have a proclamation to you guys.
I've got a similar one as well.
And
I understand you're going to be reading yours, correct?
we're reading ours.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. It's great.
Whereas public schools are the backbone of our democracy, providing young people with the tools they need to maintain our nation's precious values of freedom, civility, and equality, and
whereas by equipping young Americans with both practical skills and broader intellectual abilities, schools give them hope for and access to a productive future, and
whereas education employees, be they custodians or teachers, bus drivers or librarians, work tirelessly to serve our children and communities with care and professionalism, and
whereas schools are community linchpins bringing together adults and children, educators and volunteers, business leaders, and elected officials in a common enterprise.
Therefore, we, Nicole E. Weber
and Maureen Levy,
serving as student leaders of Geneva Student Government Program, do hereby proclaim November 15th through 21st, 2010, as the observance of American Education Week.
Well done. Who wrote that?
It's been a
you stole it off the internet. Let patch.com report that. So much for those SAT reading scores, man. Ladies, you've been involved in the program for how many years?
I've been in it all 4 years of high school.
And I've been in it since my freshman year, so this will be my third year.
Do you want to share with the viewing audience and those of us who perhaps have not read the cheat sheet what's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, this is our 10th anniversary of the program, so we're pretty excited about that. So we invited some of the alum from the program to come back and join us for lunch tomorrow when we get to that portion of the day.
Oh,
but
wow.
We'll be shadowing different officials in the city, and then we will have lunch at Milrace Inn, and then we will have roundtable discussions with elected officials like yourselves from around the city. So it'll be exciting. We're pretty excited about it.
I can tell.
Okay.
The alums you're invited back, high school students, alums, or alums from the entire program?
I believe we invited back.
We have two students and then also one community member who was instrumental in also getting this started.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
We had invited more, but those are the ones that are actually coming.
Still around.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, law school at University of Chicago, stuff like that.
Any comments from the members of the city council?
Sorry. What are you guys shadowing tomorrow?
I'll be shadowing Dick Unch,
and I'm with Miss Dawkins. So.
All right. That'll be fun.
Ooh, short straw. Fantastic.
So, we look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow.
Good job.
You too.
Thank you. Thanks.
Shall I do the formal exchange of the proclamations?
Sure.
That'd be awesome. I'll come down there. See, the proclamation I have is very similar to yours, so.
I figured.
Also stolen off the internet.
Oh, thank you. Do you want a photo op here?
Could we?
Yeah.
Except
ours isn't framed. We have a low budget.
Yeah, that's right. We're low budget.
We have a low budget.
Yeah.
It's coming
out of
the
$160 million ad fund you're trying to get? It's the platinum frame.
Very nice.
And ladies, if you want to sneak out, either due to workload and or boredom, feel free to do so. Believe me, we'd all rather. We're item four, ladies and gentlemen, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening?
Point of order.
C.
Item 3C.
Oh, sorry about that. Proclaim November 18th, 2010 as Red Kettle Day. My apologies to the Salvation Army. Good God. No pun intended. So, I'll entertain a motion to so proclaim.
So move. Second.
Singer makes the motion and Pollack makes the second. Is there anyone here this evening representing the Salvation? Oh, way in the back. Where the heck? Come on up. Good Lord. That's... Welcome.
Thank you.
I was so distraught by the excitement from the high school students.
Me too.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Please introduce yourself. I think we all know you.
Yes, okay. Major Stephen Kohler, the commanding officer in the Tri-City area, of course, serving Geneva. And I've been in the area. It's my fourth campaign in the area. So we're looking forward to serving a lot of people that are in need this time.
And I think we know the answer to this, but generally speaking, what are you anticipating with respect to the campaign?
Well, increased numbers throughout the Tri-City area and, of course, Geneva. Mm-hmm. And then we're not sure about how we're going to do with fundraising, but we're going to give it our best shot with the proclamation indicating the 18th as a start day. Gives us 31 days of fundraising, and hopefully the weather will cooperate, and crossing our fingers. And if it does... And we know that this area will be generous, so hopefully we'll meet our goal.
Do you have a public goal established?
$350,000.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Any questions or comments for our guest this evening, from Mr. Pollack?
Major Kohler, would it be appropriate if we started the donation this evening for you?
That would be welcome, sure.
Great.
Yes.
Have you ever seen so many politicians reach for their wallet in this quickly?
No, I haven't.
You know what's going to be great? I'm going to turn the mics off and ask Vogelsberg if I can borrow $10.
Yeah, I was going to say, some of us are reaching to get it, not hide it. Oh, that was just, that was below the belt.
That just hurt. That's a sting that'll not go away.
It's funny because it's true.
What are you, up for re-election, Paul? Like, you're trying to offer all this money for God's sake?
Okay.
Well, should we exchange the proclamation? And I'll slip
wonderful.
You some money in an envelope like we do in Chicago?
You don't have a red kettle here today?
I do not.
Gentlemen,
it really causes
history
the...
in the make. Mm-hmm.
How do we? Can we just kind of.
Nagel, you want to take a picture?
Maybe I should take a picture.
Yeah. For sure. $1 bill exchange.
I don't know what he's going to do. Should we just pass it on down?
It's better than boys' life.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There you go. Collected from everyone.
Kevin.
Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
I'd rather give nothing than stand in the cold.
Yeah,
yeah. Kevin, it's not appropriate to roll the dollar bills.
You got a picture of Kevin on it.
Did anyone hand you a gold coin? Or are you still waiting for that
year? Excuse me, that's a very popular item here in Geneva, gold coins, so we're counting on that. And what an honor. I assure you this day that the citizens of Geneva, those who are falling on hard times, will be taken care of, not just during this holiday season, but throughout the year. So thank you so much. Happy holidays. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Very nice. Item four. Again, my apologies for skipping over the major there. Item four, amendments to the agenda.
Did you want to vote on that?
Oh, yeah. We have the proclamation. We have a motion and a second. Apparently, everybody who gave cash can vote. Those who did not. All in favor of so proclaiming?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Notice Vogelsberg put in an IOU. Item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening? I believe Mr. Singer has an amendment. No, you don't.
Pointing out the red kettle.
Mr. Maladra does, Maladra. I believe.
I do. I'd like to remove item 11F from the omnibus agenda.
11F as in?
Frank. That's not the word I typically use.
We're going to fill in the blank for
we
you.
We can hear you now.
Typically use Frank. What's that?
We can hear you now.
Yeah.
The omnibus agenda has been amended. Is there a motion to approve the omnibus agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Piper, seconded by Alderman Hill. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
The omnibus agenda as amended has passed unanimously. We jump down to item 9, I believe. Municipal bills for payment, item 10. Excuse me. Mr. Clerk, kindly read the bills to be paid.
Bills for payment total $625,815.31.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed on the city's website.
Second.
Alderman Brown motions to pay the bills as read and displayed on the city's website. Alderman Flanagan offers the second. Questions or comments regarding bills to be paid? Seeing none, hearing none, Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
We jump down to item 11F, which was removed from the omnibus agenda. Item 11F is to approve resolution number 2010-109, amending lease with Verizon to change effective commencement date. This motion or this matter was removed by Alderman Maladra. Alderman Maladra, do you wish to speak to the issue or defer to the city attorney or city administrator?
Well, actually, I would like this item tabled until the meeting on December 6th. So I don't know if we do that after.
Motion to table requires a second, and there's no debate. Is there a second on the motion to table?
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Marks.
I think just as a point of information for the members of the council, there's some technical issues that have to be worked out with the company, and that's why staff is requesting that this be removed from the agenda tonight.
I see. All right.
The motion was to table this matter till December 6th, Monday. Yeah. Obviously, any questions between here and then can be addressed to Mr. Van Gescom and or City Administrator McKittrick. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Item 12A. Consider authorization to waive request for quote process and approve emergency repair for one reverse osmosis pump motor in the amount of $13,267 to Dreiskiller Motors.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Hill. Seconded by Alderman Brown. Questions or comments for Mr. Dinges, our Director of Public Works? Seeing none? Hearing none? Anyone from the audience? Anyone know what osmosis means? Neither do we. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. We are at item 13, new business, and we always defer to those who have joined us from the hinterlands. Let's begin with Troop 37. Gentlemen, any comments, any questions for us regarding what you've experienced and will no doubt leave a scarring impression in your mind for the rest of your lives? Wow. Any questions at all? You're here to earn your citizenship badge? Is that correct?
Communication.
Communication badge. Well, then, that yep pretty much just certified it. That was good. Wow. Wowzer.
I'd like to know how they make money. We used to do paper drives, so that's...
Yeah, how do you gentlemen raise money for the troop? Besides, obviously, be doing speech writing. And whoever wants to answer, join us at the podium, introduce yourself. Come on up, guys.
Chance.
Just because you all dressed alike, don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Popcorn, wreaths.
I want to know your name. I don't need to know your address, but I also want to know what year in school you are. And who's your favorite alderman?
Should I start? Yeah, you start. My name is Pat Edwards, and I'm a junior. I mean, sophomore.
All right. Well, perhaps that's just a premonition. You're going to repeat it.
Right.
And you're a junior in which school?
What? No, I'm a sophomore.
Yeah, whatever. You're a sophomore in what school?
Geneva.
Fantastic.
I'm Andrew Guevara. I'm a junior at Geneva High School.
How are you, Andrew? Who's the Red Menace? There you go.
I'm Nick Crown. I'm a sophomore at Aurora Central.
All right. How are you, Nick?
Tell Father Bill hello.
I'm Jack Scott. I'm a sophomore at GHS.
Do you guys know Pat and Ted Cascaden?
Yeah.
Aren't they the dorkiest dudes you ever saw in your life?
Here we go.
A little bit.
I'm Andy Hagen.
I'm sorry.
I'm Andy Hagen. I'm a junior at Geneva High School.
All right, Andy.
Good, how are you?
I'm Eric Zander, and I'm an eighth grader at Geneva Middle School.
Is your mom Mary Zander?
Huh?
Is your mom Mary Zander?
No, she's not.
No, okay.
Different. Dr. Zander?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool. Wow. Awesome. Well, so, gentlemen, how do you raise money to keep this troop moving forward and do all the good work you do?
I think popcorn.
You think popcorn?
Well, we have, like, a spaghetti dinner. We do at our... the church we go to, Geneva Lutheran,
mm-hmm.
and people come in and buy a meal, buy tickets. And
okay.
So they come and they have a meal there, which costs $5, and so the money goes to our troop.
That's nothing.
So.
That's awesome.
We recently raised some funds for juvenile diabetes. Watch one of the boys.
Oh, the JDRF, good group.
I think they rode their bikes to Niagara Falls.
Yeah, several of the boys in our troop rode our bikes from Geneva to Niagara Falls. It took us 2 weeks. And,
Niagara Falls as in New York?
Yes.
Yep.
Good Lord.
Niagara Falls.
2 weeks, and we had a trailer follow us.
Yeah.
And we camped at several sites along the way. And we went to Cedar Point. And,
oh, did you really in Ohio? That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was really cool. So.
It is cool. God, that thing's old, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's older than your dad.
Did you have pledges for people who would then contribute so much per mile that you travel? Is that how you...
Not really like that. We just had people just donate. Like, we went to a restaurant one day, and this lady gave us $20, so it's kind of, you know, anonymous, you know. So.
Some people pay by...
Yeah.
And why did you choose juvenile diabetes? Do you have friends or...
One of the kids
yeah.
Is that right? Type 1?
Yeah. Jacob Haas.
Ed Haas, yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for violating the HIPAA laws.
Appreciate it. It was in the paper. It was in the paper when you guys did that.
I smell impeachment. What else do you guys want to share with us? Paul likes giving out money left and right if you guys want to ask him for a contribution.
Mayor Burns will do all that he can to help.
I guarantee you, JDRF's a good group. Very good group. They had pumpkins for a cure they had here on the courthouse lawn. You may have seen that.
Yeah, one of the scouts was there, too.
Yeah, that's good stuff, isn't it? So who knows my daughter, Florence? Wrong answer. Do you know what it's like to be tailed by a cop?
Yeah.
You do, huh? Awesome. Well, that's good to hear. Good luck. Well, gentlemen, you do good work, man. Questions for anybody up here regarding what you've seen tonight or perhaps what it is we try to do or... Again, it's the communications badge, so it's important that we have a dialogue. It's like,
and you guys know it's the 100 years of scouting.
You bet.
Sure do.
You bet.
Absolutely. In fact, there was a major event for the Three Fires Council.
Yep.
Can I ask a question, Mayor?
Please do.
You know, for the 100th anniversary, there's a number of merit badges you can earn that are only offered this year. Did you guys, by chance, do any of those?
I did tracking and carpentry.
Excellent.
I did carpentry, too.
Okay.
Not tracking.
Well, some little tension. And the scouts only lasted 100 years because the inner squabble battle, you know, so that's awesome. Well, gentlemen, we're very proud of you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Can you tell about the number of scouts we had?
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yep. It was Scott Price.
Oh, no kidding. Mm-hmm. That's a cool ceremony, the Eagle Scout ceremony.
Oh, you should have seen his.
I've got a trivia question for you. Who in Troop 37 was the fourth Eagle Scout recipient?
Can I say?
Right. Sure. City clerk.
Right there.
Wow. Oh.
That's something?
That's awesome.
You guys ever heard of that phrase, the eagle has landed? Right there. What year was that, Mr. Clerk?
1958.
Wow. And you still have your Eagle Scout, of course?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
You guys should talk to this gentleman here. Talk about history.
Yeah.
Hey, Lynn, why don't you share with them what you contributed to the History Center?
He invented the TV.
Oh, took a bunch of my memorabilia down there, and some of it was put on display. Some pictures I took at Scout Camp were there.
Wow.
So it was a very good display. I assume you all saw it, right?
Just not him. He's not beyond leaping over this dais and attacking.
I'm sorry?
What was your Eagle project? Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I became an Eagle Scout, we didn't have projects. You earned your merit badges. You went before the council board of review. And if they liked what you said, you got your Eagle Scout. I think we had about a dozen guys in Troop 37 at the time. You guys have, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Five now. Yeah. It's really grown.
Right.
Wow. Good stuff.
Yeah.
The city attorney didn't earn his Eagle Scout.
He was the legal scout.
He was the legal scout, yeah.
I would have rather done a spaghetti dinner than haul
appear before the
papers.
Board.
No, newspapers. That was tough work.
Got it.
Oh, popcorn. You go around. spaghetti dinner, I guess.
And wreaths.
Oh, wreaths.
Oh, yeah, during the holiday season?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That goes directly to their account.
So that benefits you on your scouting experience.
Yeah.
Nice.
It helps us pay for, like, the bike trip and backpacking and elsewhere. So.
That's cool stuff, man. Do you guys know you're on TV right now?
Yeah, I know.
That's why you're standing in the middle? You look like Justin Bieber.
Oh, great. I'm not a fan.
Nobody ever is.
Nobody is.
Nobody
is. Yeah. What do you guys do this year, man?
A couple of backpacking Redwood Forest in California.
How did you get out there? Did you drive, fly, then
we
just...
We walked.
You did? That's a good answer.
No, we flew.
By the way, we've got 37 sworn police officers, so I get plenty of signs to each one of you. That's cool, man.
So it was cool to see the huge redwoods. It's monstrous, you know.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really cool.
What deciduous tree used to populate the entire city of Geneva?
What is the elm?
The conifer.
What kind of oak?
White.
The burr oak.
Oh.
Which is in the logo behind me. Used to be all over the city, all over the community. Of course, the city administrator thinks it looks like broccoli, but nevertheless.
That's why we had
a former administrator, sir.
It's actually kind of making me hungry right now.
Well, you guys not only impressed me, you made me extraordinarily bored. So thank you very much for any other questions? Otherwise, we'll let you go. And be at school tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who knows Brian Burns, the English teacher? Do you know he used to be a woman?
He was
seriously,
not. He was
not a lot of people know that. That's true.
Oh, my.
Oh, not a lot of people do.
I'm freaked out now.
Ask him tomorrow. Yeah, I'd be freaked out, too. Ask his wife. Okay, gentlemen, thank you all for joining us.
Who did not get his truth-telling badge.
Thank you, gentlemen. If I say thank you again, that means leave. Thank you very much. Well, that was impressive. Any other new business from the audience? From the dais, Mr. Pollack.
Thank you, Mayor. It was brought to my attention last night that a Geneva resident who's a senior this year, Nick Bilski, has accepted a commission at the United States Military Academy at West Point.
Whoa.
And I just wanted to say congratulations and point that out. So thank
good
you.
Good kid. Good kid.
Nick Bilski, you say?
Nick. Yeah.
Wow.
Nick Bilski.
Very impressive.
Wow. That is impressive. Alderman Flanagan.
Just kind of on a personal note, I wanted to say hello to my sister who came in from Florida, and she's visiting with us.
Really?
But she's visiting because she's celebrated her 80th birthday.
You have a sister that's how old?
80.
Get out of here.
She's collecting leaves tomorrow. It's amazing.
Yeah. So I wanted to say a special thank you and a happy birthday, even though it was the 9th, but still.
And what's your sister's name?
Jan.
Jan. Happy birthday, Jan.
Thank
that's
you.
Awesome.
Isn't it?
That is. That's very cool.
I think it's super. I'm so glad to have her here. So.
I bet.
That's nice.
Anyone else? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Piper, seconded by Alderman Marks. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Good night, everyone.